John Furlong is chair of Canada's own The Podium program. John Furlong joins us on The Jeff Blair Show. John, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm wondering from your point of view, the political backdrop to these games, has that changed at all how Own the Podium has gone about its business? You know, is there still the same sense of corporate involvement, the same sense of corporate response that we've seen for other Olympics?
I would, Jeff, good morning, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I would say that for us, it's kind of been business as usual. I think, corporate Canada and our funders have rallied around the preparation of our team, and it's probably the best come together around a team that I've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, it has been, and I would say that the team that gets on an airplane for Pyeongchang fairly soon will be the best prepared Canadian team in history by far. We're doing a whole bunch of new things with the team. There's a whole lot of new technology at play. We've been able to do more to prepare the team with a backdrop that's been, troubling. There's a lot going on in the world, and the goal, of course, for us is to keep our athletes and our sports to not be distracted by things they can't control, the stuff that's going on in Europe. I mean, I feel kind of badly for the folks in Korea who've had to kind of organize these games with all of this noise going on around them, which is quite troubling. As I think, I've been to Korea, and I think they're going to do operationally a very good job. I mean, they've had issues, I think, with selling tickets and so on. But as an event, I think they will execute it, quite well. But they've had to live with all of this noise going on, and the attention has been taken away from them. And it's a bit of a shame because they have put quite an effort into it, and the venues are nice, and the area of the world is quite lovely. But for our team, Jeff, I would say our team is well prepared. I mean, I never like to talk about how much we're going to win. It's just not a Canadian thing. But I would say this, that we expect to go to Korea and bring home more medals than we have brought home from any Olympic Games in history, summer or winter.
I'm going to ask you this because you're in an interesting position here, and you're probably and you've been involved in the Olympic program for so long, in addition to the Podium program. But the Olympics in Brazil, obviously they had some logistical issues. Since then, it just seems that all we've talked about is Russian doping and athletes having medal stripped. I mean, it's to the point now where I don't know how many medals we actually won in the last games, because I feel like there's an asterisk between the medals, and it could change. Yep. It could change any day. How has that affected your view personally as someone who's been involved in this process of the Olympics? And how do you think it's impacted the athletes in general? The clean athletes, the athletes who maybe, lost some funding as a result of where they finished, and they're probably not going to be able to make that back. It's just, there's so many levels to the doping thing in particular that I think we who aren't athletes, who aren't involved in the program, we can't wrap our head around it.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, one of the big challenges in preparing a team is to try to make sure that they are not affected and distracted by this, because it's a lot of noise. And on any given day, it's pretty uncertain. Today, at this very moment, there's a very long list of athletes that have an asterisk beside their name that may not end up going to Korea. May still be, some of them are hockey players that could have ended up playing for Russia. So there's a lot going on. The secret at a time like this is to be focused on what we have to do. We can't really change what's going on out there, and we've really tried to narrow down and maintain a very singular focus on what we have to do, and to not spend any time worrying about who we might be up against. I mean, I heard, it was interesting yesterday, when the men's hockey team was announced, and some people called me and asked me, was I disappointed, and did I feel that this was going to be lesser? No, I actually don't. I think this team will go to Korea enormously focused. They will go over there, and the country will fall in love with them. They'll be proud of them. They will pour it on. These fellows have been given an enormous opportunity to do a great thing in Korea, and it'll be a very different story, but it could turn out to be a great Canadian story too. So for us, what we're trying to do, Jeff, is to not be distracted by anything. Is we have a team to prepare, we have work to do. This particular hockey team will actually have more time together to prepare for the Olympics than any Canadian hockey team in the last 20 years. So there's a lot of stuff, and we're trying to take advantage of all of that and support our team and do everything we can to make sure that every single thing we could possibly do that could affect our performance gets done. This thing about funding and all of this other stuff, the best we can do in Canada is be a model country and to try to, you know, demonstrate to the country that we prepare our athletes clean. Mm-hmm. They're prepared properly. They play fair. They're sportsmanlike. They'll wear the Canadian flag with great pride. They'll be great ambassadors for the Canadian Olympic Committee, for the government of Canada, for the people of the country. So we try to focus. I mean, it's a very, for me personally, and I think for most of us involved, it's very rewarding that Canadians have not been, you know, woven into these stories that have been going on in anything other than a positive way. Canadians have been ambassadors to stop cheating and doping in sport. And at the same time, we're trying to make sure that our team goes to the Olympics and is a living example of what we actually live and believe and feel in our own country.
You know, John, it's interesting, isn't it, too, that, you know, I keep thinking of, and I thought about this particularly with Andre de Grasse during during Brazil. Not getting the showdown with, you know, that a lot of us anticipated. But I kept thinking that you know, Brand Canada, if you want to call it that, you know, since Vancouver, it seems to me that Brand Canada and our Olympic athletes have almost become synonymous.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't know if enough people realize that, but I keep thinking. I mean, when and if Andre de Grasse ever sets the world record and becomes the, you know, the dominant 100 meter sprinter, stuff like that matters because that resonates around the world in countries that we normally don't resonate in.
You're right, and I do think that, and I think, you know, he looks like the next, you know, great global sprinter and he is a great Canadian star. And what's really good about this too is that when an athlete like Andre de Grasse comes along and he's that good and he's from Canada and Canada has such respect around the world, all of it comes together as being very positive for our country. All of this has combined to elevate, you know, the power of Olympic sport in Canada. You know, when the Olympic Games in Vancouver ended, it was astonishing to me afterwards how fast we moved to consolidate our view that it was important for us to win. I remember that 2 days after the Games, the Prime Minister made a decision that it was in our national interest to win. We need to continue to prepare our athletes at the level we were preparing them. Own the podium should continue, and we should contribute to getting our summer program up to the level of the winter program. And it's become a very, very big part of who we are and what the country stands for. And so, you know, when these great Canadians step out, what makes it really special is that I think to people who would watch a guy like Andre de Grasse or any other great Canadian athlete, the fact that they're from here, we've had none of these issues that the world is talking about around us, other than being defenders of fair play. I think it's all a very good thing for us. It's a very good thing for Canadian sport. I think it makes Canadians feel good, and it rallies them together every 4 years or every 2 years around the Olympics. And it becomes a kind of a special time for us because we know that those young people go over there and they give us all something to really care and cheer about.